You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 23-year-old from Oak Creek was in court yesterday after crashing his car into Olympia Brown Elementary early Tuesday morning. Police say William Diebold admitted to drinking a few hours before speeding and losing control. Officials are now working to repair the school before classes start in about a month. A Kenosha County water rescue team was called last night near North Point Marina just across the state line after reports of two parasailors in distress on Lake Michigan. High waves initially delayed a rescue attempt. They were eventually found and are safe. A beach hazard advisory is in place through tomorrow morning, with the National Weather Service advising people to stay out of the water. Racine is celebrating 30 years of its main gallery program tonight, with 23 young artists showcasing their summer residency work. The free event runs from 6 to 9 at the branch on Washington Avenue and includes a live auction to support the program. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman and UW Parkside Chancellor Lynn Akey recently toured a 139-acre bike trail system near Pets Park. The trails were recently cleaned up and officially established through a partnership between the county and the university. The Wisconsin State Fair opened today and will run through August 10th at the fairgrounds in West Allis. You can get a rundown of what's happening at wistatefair.com. And the DNR has released their fish stocking numbers from last year, showing over 5 million fish were placed in inland waters and lakes, including Lake Michigan. Species stocked include trout, salmon, muskie, sturgeon, and walleye. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Grant Graham Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. Although it will most likely be the box office champ again this weekend, Marvel is hoping the Fantastic Four First Steps becomes an actual hit. Sounds funny to say that, even though it made $117 million domestically, but to truly become a summer blockbuster, it will need to have legs. The studio is hoping for a take of $45 to $52 million in its second week. Its challengers are Naked Gun and The Bad Guys 2. The prognosticators say despite good box office expectations for both films, they won't come close to dethroning Fantastic Four. If you're a theater owner or work for the Hollywood studios, it's pretty much good news all the way around when it comes to the 2025 summer box office earnings. According to Deadline, year-to-date numbers are up 13% over the same period last year. Summer 2025 is almost $3 billion ahead of summer 2024, thanks to four of this summer's releases having a $100 million plus opening weekend. Keep up the good work, movie fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.